We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, ComEd crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers who are still without electricity after yesterday's severe weather. It included a tornado on the north side. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
The National Weather Service says a small tornado hit the Rogers Park neighborhood, then moved over Lake Michigan as a waterspout. The damage was particularly heavy here along Jarvis Avenue. Amy Kamara says she and others were scared.
All the windows are shaking, all these streets, some houses damaged, cars, lots. It's too much.
Ellen Pinkham says the loss of some big mature trees that were uprooted will be noticeable. She says there was a good neighbor cleanup effort after the storm.
Before sunset last night, all the neighbors came out and they cleared up that intersection down there. My husband was out helping them cut branches off things that had fallen down and get them out of the street.
City crews were out early this morning getting the rest of the tree debris cut up and removed. In Rogers Park, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some suburban school districts are struggling with staffing just before the start of the school year.
Wheaton School District 200 and Elmhurst District 205 represent a minority of school districts planning to start the year with hybrid learning. Students and teachers have the option, though, to be fully remote. In Elmhurst, a majority of parents opted to have their children learn in person, but the same can't be said for teachers. Superintendent David Moyer says there aren't enough teachers committed to in-person teaching to support the number of students heading back. In Highland Park, District 113 is starting the year fully remote with the exception of freshman orientation. The Lake News Sun reports a staff member tested positive for COVID-19 just days ahead of it, though they're not believed to have had any contact with students. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former Chicago mayoral candidate Paul Vallis is arguing the Lightfoot administration is coming up short when it comes to the wave of looting and violence in the city.
As a former rival of Lori Lightfoot for the mayor's office, it's not surprising that Paul Vallis is critical of how she's handled the looting and violence. He says police should have reacted faster to calls on social media for looters to swarm downtown, and he thinks her administration has hamstrung police. The former public school CEO also warns that things will get worse before they get better.
When you consider that schools are going to be closed through November, and you're now going to have tens of thousands of teenagers who are not going to be fully engaged, who are not going to have part-time jobs, who are not going to, be in safe and secure places, which obviously one will hope that their neighborhood schools are. I mean, this is only going to complicate the problem.
Still, Vallis agrees with Mayor Lightfoot that more aggressive prosecutions are needed, but he says that's only part of the problem. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And Chicago police are looking for the hit-and-run driver who killed a 55-year-old woman on the near north side last night. The victim's identity is not yet being released. Police say the woman was about to cross the intersection at Hubbard and Rush when she was hit by a man driving a silver Ford Explorer. She was dragged half a block. The driver then left the scene. Senator Tammy Duckworth, former First Lady Michelle Obama are among the speakers, now scheduled to address the Democratic National Convention next week. Former President Barack Obama on the list, along with former President Bill Clinton. Duckworth is among the short list of people said to be under consideration to be Joe Biden's running mate. Biden is expected to announce his choice sometime this week. Cook County Republicans are moving to defeat the governor's vote-by-mail initiative.
A law firm, Liberty Justice Center, has filed a suit alleging Illinois' expanded vote-by-mail program is designed to help Democrats get votes. Governor Pritzker says he signed the law to help limit Election Day crowds curb the spread of COVID-19. The bill also requires vote-by-mail applications be sent to everyone who voted in elections since 2018. Indiana's governor is not supporting vote-by-mail. Michigan allows vote-by-mail. Wisconsin Democrats have been battling their GOP-controlled state legislature, which wants voters to vote in person in the midst of a pandemic. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.